For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the week for the Jimmies and the Joes.
Thought about taking a little person into the backfield and throwing them over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, in short yardage situations. Now, there are several issues with this. In that it's not legal at all.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
You can't just sit there and just say, all right, we're just going to throw him over the top. Is this like a read play where you're trying to figure out where he go, like where the weak spot is, and then you toss him over?
Yeah. Do you go over center? Do you go over guard or tackle?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a read play.
Direct snap.
Are we talking a sweep?
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. Jeff Rusbeck. Sup, dude?
Sup?
How you doing?
Dude.
How you doing?
Not better than the last couple days.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just, you know, I don't know why this keeps happening to me. It's seemingly more and more lately, but there are things that are not agreeing with my tummy.
Oh.
Yeah. So we went out to a local establishment Saturday afternoon after my kids' game, and everybody else is cool. They were all good.
But you are not.
I have eaten very little since that outing on Saturday afternoon.
Lord's diet right there.
Good Lord. But I will say, at least it's only a one-way street, so I don't have to make a hard decision.
Well, cool. I hope everybody enjoys their lunch today.
Hey, I tried to leave that as vague as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We announced this yesterday, and I think it bears repeating again today. Danny.
Mm.
June 24.
Mm.
A Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is a Tuesday today.
Yeah.
Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Love it.
It's brought to you by Henderson & Daughter, Windows & Doors. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Round of applause. Live studio audience. And Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. It will be Tuesday, June 24th. We have a morning and afternoon round. If you have a preference, y'all's got to get on this soon.
We say it every year.
Every single year.
Morning fills out faster.
Oh my gosh. It just goes.
Well, can I get a morning time? I don't know. Did you get it in time?
Yeah. Oh, let's get ahead of that. No, we can't change your time. I would love to if I could, but that's just not possible.
No.
I can't change the time in which you are going to play in the tournament. Because we have only a certain amount of foursomes available in the morning. Once those sell out,
you're done.
We're done. So go to 1080thefan.com. You can Click right there on the Fangolf Classic logo for details and to purchase your foursome. Look, Matt's Barbecue is going to be there. We're going to be rolling out Whomst is going to be on each hole. We have vendors all over the place. It's always a great time. We will have more details as we get further along, but your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fangolf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. It is back Tuesday, June 24th. Go to 1080thefan.com. Sign your foursomes up right now. You will not want to miss it. It is an incredible time.
It will be the first bookend of two very fun days for us.
Oh.
Because that is a Tuesday on the 24th.
On a Tuesday.
You know what happens on a Wednesday?
No.
The NBA draft.
They're doing it on a Wednesday?
Uh-huh. June 25th is the NBA draft.
So we get a day full of excitement followed by a day full of letdown.
I might be drinking probably 2 days in a row.
Dude, now I have ideas of what we need to do. We need to have a chipping contest where we have draft prospects up.
Hole in one is Cooper Flag?
And you got to chip in. Yeah, you get Cooper Flag if you hit a hole in one. Yeah. No, we're going to have, we could do it to where that's our official Fangolf Classic poll is you chip into the bucket. So, I mean, the Blazers missing on their draft pick, we're probably going to have a lot of misses on the chip-ins too, you know?
I bet you that the Blazers with a 3.7% chance have a higher odds of success than people chipping into the bucket.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. I think we should try it.
Four out of 100?
Yeah. We'll already know where they are, so we'll have, this will be who do you want the Blazers to get in that spot.
There you go.
All right, and Dave, you'll be posted up at that hole. Yep. I think that that is the hole
there we go.
Where you can answer all draft questions. We're going to have a backup. It's going to be terrible. Rust, the fan text line coming in with an assist. Maybe you're gluten intolerant like this person.
My dad found out he was not lactose, but like dairy protein intolerant, so he doesn't eat cheese anymore.
See, like I eat a lot of bread. The bread ain't the problem. I ate a lot of bread. The bread isn't it.
Yeah.
Just could be that perhaps it was a slow cooked meat that perhaps was not kept at a proper temperature.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right. Well, hey, yeah. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe you are lots of bread. Intolerant.
I eat lots of bread. You're a breadman.
Yeah. I've got a problem going around right now. You've noted my hat I'm wearing today.
Yes.
I'm wearing a Southern Oregon University Raiders hat. I love my Raiders.
It's a nice dad hat.
It is a great dad hat.
It's a great dad hat.
However, the looks that I have been getting around town, like when I was out running errands this morning wearing, it is a red, bright red hat.
Oh.
Until people actually see what is on there, I have gotten equal, like the sup. And the
scowl.
Ew. Yeah. Anytime you wear a red hat now, it instantly goes to that's a MAGA hat.
Which and people are dumb.
I'm wearing, yeah. But it's like I get a look of disappointment no matter what. Either they're excited and then they're disappointed that I'm not wearing the MAGA hat, or they're disappointed that I'm wearing a MAGA hat. And then their face just doesn't change after you walk by them. They're just like, still like, no, it's a good hat.
It's a good
looking hat.
All you get is the RBF.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And I'm just sitting there like, you can't wear red hats anymore.
Well, and it's not like it's just, you know, there's a logo on it. It's not just plain white text on a red hat.
Yeah. But when you're walking up, people that they see red. They see red, just like the saying, you know, seeing red. All they see is the red. And then they get close up. They're like, oh, okay. And then things, I've just noticed the way they look at me when I wear this hat, a little bit different.
Yeah.
A
little side eye.
Yeah, you do. You get a side eye
out
of it.
Which is funny because,
you know. It's just a hat.
Every team in this city has red except for the Timbers.
Yeah. What? The Thorns, Winterhawks, Blazers. Yeah.
Like,
and the Timbers have maroon. They're but alternates.
But red.
Red, yeah. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And red and black, which is what you've got going on there.
I got that. And then we have, Southern Oregon, red and black. Western Oregon, red, silver, white and black.
See, you know, maybe it's also because if you squint hard enough at it, it almost looks like a Patriots logo too.
It kind of does.
Yeah, yeah. If I didn't see, if I saw you from far off, it could be like the alternate Patriots hat.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah. I've got a thing for the flying head logos, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, that's just kind of my jam. Even though this logo, the current iteration, was not around when I was at Southern, so. Mm. We had, like, we called it the chicken hawk. It was just a big old red tail hawk. Now they kind of...
Streamlined it.
They made it cool.
Yeah.
They made it cool. Yeah.
A little Southridge flair to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they, the Skyhawks? Yeah.
Southridge?
Yeah, and the Skyhawks?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I know, but that school's too new for me.
Yeah,
even see, Westview wasn't open when I graduated. That was the year after. I know, right? Get off my porch!
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is going to be the second oldest high school in the Beaverton School District once the new Beaverton is built.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
Sunset.
Because when I was
Sunset
done, it was just
the oldest.
Yeah. It was just Beaverton Sunset and Aloha.
Yeah,
which I didn't realize it's not they don't identify as the Warriors anymore. I think I saw Aloha.
They don't. What are they?
Weren't they the Rainbow Warriors?
Well, no.
No, that's Hawaii.
They were always the Warriors, but it was a Polynesian character.
Maybe that's why I was
still the Warriors,
that.
But I don't think they use that anymore.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. Let's
see. Because of the Aloha of it all?
Right? Makes sense. We have a text. This is the same reaction I get when I wear my all red Angels hat. Yeah, dude, it is real. Throw a red lid on.
Well, I mean, I wear a Cardinals hat all the time, and I don't get it.
Just notice the people will, they give you, well, yours is an actual, like, baseball hat. There's something different. And this one is like, it is a dad hat. It's like a golf hat.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, stand up like the MAGA hats do.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get the look for some reason with these hats.
It's like you can't even wear a pointed white hood anymore.
That's not even... I cannot take you anywhere. No.
Not the same?
No, you can't.
They ruined it for us.
No, you can't.
They ruined it.
No, you can't. Man. All right. Hey, you bros ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry figures out people will leave him alone if he's wearing the MAGA hat, so he only wears it in public?
That one was hilarious.
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's like in a coffee shop. He's like, just kind of points to it. People just leave him alone.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
All right. Let's get this show on the road, shall we? We got a lot that we need to get to today. We need to get to... the NFL draft.
Mm.
There's a lot. We talked about this yesterday. Smoke season. We got smoke screens left and right. And it's really starting to heat up around one guy in particular that it'll be the most curious case on Thursday to see where he goes. We've got NBA playoffs. Oh, my gosh. Two great games.
Tremendous. After just stinkers on Sunday, we got some bangers last night.
Yeah. Yeah. With the exception of that Warriors-Houston game, they were stinkers. But even the Warriors, like, they ran away with it. And then it was a close game at the end.
It was close at the end. But, yeah, I mean, both these games last night were tight all night long.
Yeah.
And you had tremendous individual efforts.
It was great basketball being played. We'll discuss this, but Dame is back.
He is.
Dame is back in a big way.
He's ready to go.
And then I found a list that we need to get to today.
Mm.
The highest paid athletes of all time.
Mm. And just how much money they've made.
There were some surprises on there.
Really? When I was scrolling through it, it went about as
when you take into inflation, there were some surprises in there, I believe. And then, inside the NBA killed Billy Ray Bates, Blazers legend.
Not dead.
And then had to call takebacks on it. So we got that today as well. Where we got to start? Let's get to the news du jour.
Mm.
News of the day.
Ooh.
Damian Lillard will return to the Milwaukee Bucks tonight as they have game two in Indiana, one of three NBA playoff games tonight. That is where we start. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right. Damian Lillard will return tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. He has not played in a basketball game since March 18th when he was diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis. To you and I, that is a blood clot in his calf. He has been cleared. Doctors say they haven't seen anything like it. It is quite amazing that Lillard is going to be returning this quickly from that injury. And tonight, he's going to play. We talked about this yesterday. If there is a chance, Lillard will play. And after watching how that game played out in game one over the weekend,
boy, do they need him.
There is no doubt in anybody's mind he is going to want to get out on the field or the court.
Same thing.
Field court.
Field of play.
Yes.
That's what you're going for.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I was trying,
thank you for trying to save me. I appreciate you know what? I appreciate little, that about you.
A little rope.
Yeah. I'll get enough to hang myself.
Yeah, a little bit. No big deal. God. Jeff over here.
Are we going back to that first segment already?
I know. Jeff over here with these freaking pointy white hoods. You're over here hanging yourself. Good
man,
Lord.
Hot dang.
Somebody on the text line talking about finding KKK memorabilia. Jeez. It's one of those days. Good Lord.
Yikes.
I mean, it is Oregon. Mm.
It's and it wasn't Dallas, he said.
Yeah, it's a tough place out there. But as it pertains to Damian Lillard, if you saw Dame at the end of the bench wanting to tear Tyrese Halliburton's head off, you knew he wants to play.
Yeah.
Like, you just know he wants to play. And it's very reminiscent of the bubble in Pat Bev and Dame wanting to rip his heart out.
Yeah.
Of which he did.
Yeah, he did.
So I expect Dame, like, I don't know how he's going to play. I know the mentality and the attitude he's going to come out with.
He's going to be the killer tonight. And this is going to be the interesting part, though. What does that look like playing alongside Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
Because The killer in Dame, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, is a selfish ball hog who just rips your heart out. I mean, but that, and you can't do that playing alongside one of the greatest players in the world.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, like, well, here's the thing. When the Bucks have been at their best, it's been splashes of Dame through the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then fourth quarter, it's the Dame Giannis. That, even though that pairing hasn't really been what it should be in the pick and roll, there's been games that they figure it out for like a 10-minute stretch, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And that's where I wonder, like, can they get to that? Because we know what Dame can do in big moments. Playoffs is about dudes. If you watched the Nuggets Clippers last night, you saw Kawhi Leonard be a dude among dudes.
Absolutely.
We'll talk
insane.
About that a little bit later. But like, you saw Cade Cunningham for the Pistons be a dude. These series come down, like, everybody talks about depth and bench and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it matters, but it's the dudes. And we know what Dame is in the playoffs. He's a dude. And if they can strike that balance and they can figure that out, and the problem is neither one of these guys have been healthy in the playoffs together.
Yeah.
Since they've been there.
How many games? Because Giannis played, what, one or two games last year?
I think he played two, but one of them he was very much the calf. Bothered him again, and then Dame played the final four, and it was like they went, and Dame was dragging his leg behind him. Like, neither one of them was right, so they have not had a chance in the playoffs to be that yet. And that's the thing that I'm looking forward to, is like, look, Hallie barking up that tree. Dame manufactures chips. We know who he is. He manufactures chips on his shoulder. You don't want to poke that bear. You don't. I love Hallie. I love him as a player. He's one of my favorite players in the league to watch. Just the way he sees the floor. He's the closest thing we have right now to Steve Nash, where he manipulates the floor so much. And he's not your, like, he's a quote-unquote pass-first point guard, but he's not a Trae Young pass-first point guard where he has to dominate the ball so much. Like, he'll give it up immediately. And then, unlike a guy like Trae, who's not going to work off ball, Hallie will work off ball, get it back, ping it around. Like, he wants to just keep the ball popping. But he's not the kind of guy that wants to go tit for tat with Damian Lillard.
Mm-mm.
Because when you get into those games, Dame's going to win that.
Yeah. And I wonder how Giannis will react, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if Dame gets into that mode, just clear out, let him go. Right? Because it will be good for you. Mm-hmm. But we know that Giannis,
he
likes the idea of having a 1B.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it in action.
Yeah.
And you can see that when those two guys are playing. And when Dame is on one, it's hard for him to defer because he's never had to do it in his entire career. And he was always surrounded, even on their championship team, he was surrounded with a bunch of guys.
It's Drew and Chris.
That they never had stature like that. And it was okay to just facilitate everything towards him. That will be fascinating to me, because you mentioned it at the very beginning of the segment, right? In the playoffs, stars carry you.
Yeah.
And it is something that LeBron James does not get nearly enough credit for.
When his guy is going,
that dude
defers.
Will defer. Mm-hmm. Like nobody else that we have seen.
I mean, guys used to kill him for it. Remember Skip Bayless? LeBron's not the guy you want taking that shot. He'll make the pass. And it's like, now we talk about Jokic. Like, it's a good thing that he always makes the pass. It's like, yes, he's making the right basketball play.
But you know what? Jokic, they don't talk about Jokic like he's the best player to ever play the game. And he might be at the end of the day.
Yeah, like when it's all said and done, when you're talking about pure unadulterated talent, he might be the most cerebral player the game
but
has ever seen.
We think about guys like Jordan. No. He wasn't good at that. Kobe.
No, God, no.
Well, that's the reason why he and Shaq also needs to be put into this. It's the reason why they didn't get along, is because they were always butting heads on who number one is. Right? Like,
when you go into the top 10 players of all time, it's probably
Magic
and Tim.
Yeah.
That those are probably the only two. Because even Steph's very different because he does his work off the ball.
Yeah.
But he's not deferring, so to speak. You know what I mean? He just doesn't have the ball as much. And so you look at really the top 10 players of all time.
I'd put Steph in there too.
I think you could put Steph. You can maybe slide him in,
but
I'm not
going to
fight you on it.
We also know that KD sure as hell didn't like it.
No.
Because they knew the pecking order there. And hell, the GM even said it at the parade when he said, well, not you, KD, about being their guys, you know?
Oops.
There was a pecking order in place there.
But it's really only, again, talking about the top 10, it's Magic and Duncan.
Yeah.
The guys who just, Magic Johnson played center, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he's a point center.
Yeah, I mean.
Incredible.
As a rookie, came in, was like, all right.
Oh, I've got the NBA's all-time leading scorer in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, I'll play with him.
Yeah, it's like they did stuff that it was a whatever is necessary to win. I mean, Tim was the guy, but you had Parker, you had Manu, and then later on you had Kawhi.
Yeah. What do you think about this text, though? Like, you know, 503-864-6326, fan text line. Bucks need defense and Dame don't play it. I mean, he is not a good defender. We all know that. But I think in this series, in this game, they don't need him on the defensive end as much.
How he's not getting 22 shots up.
They need that scoring punch to make it a track meet.
And here's the thing. Like, no, Dame's not a great defender. But in the playoffs, if you go look at his history, he doesn't get hunted. They tried to. Like, throughout his entire career, they, like...
Well, because they were doing that to CJ instead.
Exactly. But even then, like, any team, like, if they hunt Dame, if you put him in pick and roll, it's harder for him. But if you try to ISO him, he's actually been a solid ISO defender pretty much his entire career, considering what he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's back tonight. Yep. I'm here for it. 4 o'clock, NBA TV. That is the NBA TV series.
Oh, hell, the Clippers Nuggets game 3, NBA TV.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, there's the first game in into it for LA.
Look,
in the playoffs, in the new building, it's on NBA TV.
I'm an NBA executive decision this. Grizzlies Thunder should be on NBA TV.
Yes.
The Bucks Pacers should be on TNT tonight. But I'm not going to do that. They haven't given me that role yet.
I think TNT is hoping it's not another 51 point game.
Well, they could lose by 50 and it won't be the worst.
All right. Nobody lost by 50 last night.
Nope.
What a great night of basketball. And I want to start in reverse order because Kawhi Leonard, holy smokes, the robot crushed it. Danny and Dusty, here's Rust, SportsCenter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Holy guacamole, what a pair of basketball games we had last night. And I want to start with the second one of the double dip, where the Los Angeles Clippers even the series with Denver at one apiece, stealing home court advantage at Mile High. Did you know that?
Oh, no way.
5,280 feet.
Is that how high that arena is?
Yeah, dude.
Did you see?
I've never heard that. You'd never know if you watched a game.
Never heard it.
Or seen their alternate uniforms. You'd never know.
Did you see Kawhi and Jokic at the end of the game?
No.
Both of them stood on the floor, bent over, hands on their knees.
Yeah, those two guys played their butts off.
They left everything out there.
Kawhi Leonard, the robot, he fared far better than the other robots. You see that they had humanoid robots run a half marathon in China?
I did not.
In Beijing?
No.
Yeah. It did not go well.
Mm. Did it sound like this?
No. They had 21 humanoid robots run in a half marathon against people. The winner was a human.
Mm.
That ran about an hour and 30 minutes. The top robot ran 2 hours and 40 minutes. They kept falling over.
Mm.
And they had to stop to get their batteries changed.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, that seems like it takes a lot of power to power those
winning
things.
Time for a human, 1 hour, 2 minutes. Robot, 2 hours, 40 minutes. So, hey, don't worry about the robots. They're not coming for us.
They can't catch you yet.
Unless it's Kawhi Leonard, because that guy will snatch your soul and be the scariest thing ever. From start to finish, Kawhi Leonard was incredible. That was like one of the more perfect basketball games a player can play.
9 shots. Nine for nine.
We talked about 20 turnovers as a team for the Los Angeles Clippers in game one, where he had 7 of those. He had 1 turnover last night. But it was the shot making to where I don't understand how a person can stay as focused as he was, because he was a 9 of 10 at half, and he had, 21 points at half? That three-pointer at the buzzer at halftime, the degree of difficulty, and they even said on the broadcast, like, that's an incredible shot. He had 3 defenders, 2 hands in his face, mm-hmm. 1 in front, 1 on the periphery. And then he had somebody in his landing spot, and he didn't care. He just rose up, flicked, bucket. That shot is way more difficult than what anybody gave it credit for.
What he did last night, there was a play in the first half. He caught it towards the end of the shot clock. It was a pass above his head. He had to jump up and grab it, and he grabbed it. And he, like,
people have talked about the size of Kawhi's hands. Kawhi, I think, has the biggest hands in the league right now. It's either him or Edie. Did they just, like, again, Kawhi's 6'7", Edie is 7'4". Mm-hmm. Kawhi's hands are, they have them at, when you go into, like, the Naismith Hall of Fame, like, the little exhibits, they have Kawhi's hand there because his hand is so big. And I think they actually have it when the NBA exhibit comes through town and you see fans, like, put their hands in there. His hand is a foot long and almost a foot wide. Like, just think about that for a second. Like, he's got 4 to 5 inches each direction over your hands, if you're listening right now, just in general. The way he caught the ball is he just snared it out of the air, jumping straight up. He comes down with it and immediately goes into his dip and rises up, and it just rips the net. And I was like, that is the most robotic-looking thing I've ever seen an NBA player do, because it was straight up and down, snatches the ball, and in one movement gets into his dip and right back up. And the ball touched nothing. But, like, if you go back and watch his makes, it doesn't touch anything but the net. And it's just, there is zero fat on Kawhi Leonard's game. Zero. There's nothing extraneous about what he does. He had one, I mentioned it last night, he goes little tween twice, hezzy, drives, pulls up, shoots. And it, like, Jamal Murray, you would think that he just got hit by hot sauce, just rolling him around left, right, center, because he just had no way to go. But he hit him with two moves. And it was just like, lull you to sleep, hezzy, blow by you. Jamal Murray goes 4 feet too far, stop on a dime, raise up, hit. And it was just like, this is a Terminator that is doing nothing more than he has to do. And that, when you talk about being able to do the most with the less, with the least, that's what he is. Yeah. And it's just, it is brilliant to watch.
When he is playing like that, and then you have the ability with James Harden, who back-to-back games, I thought he has made timely shots. Mm-hmm. He's been really effective. He wasn't as efficient last night as he was in game one, but still making really high degree of difficulty shots. And then Zubac, man, like, that guy, he is, you mentioned him and we were previewing this series on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to say this, but 26-10 from Jokic, that was a win last night. Mm-hmm. And Zubac, on both ends of the floor, came up with big stops, a deterrent, and big plays offensively, man. He had a hard running floater leaning across the lane where it was just like he kind of flicked it like he was throwing a dart at a dartboard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Did you catch the interview with him after the first quarter?
No.
So
that on mute.
Oh, he is huffing and puffing. Look, I love Terry Porter for telling me this years ago. He goes, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, the first 15 minutes in Denver will sap your soul. That's why it's so hard to play in Denver. It's can you survive the first 15 minutes? It doesn't matter how long you've been there if you're not living there, because it takes so long for your body to get used to the oxygen levels. And Zoo is just huffing and puffing and puffing and puffing. And she asked him, how do you stop Jokic? He goes, you don't stop him. He goes, my job is just to make him work as hard as possible. Yeah. And that's what that was a thing coming into this. I said, look, there's no such thing as a Jokic stopper in the NBA. It doesn't exist. But if you make him work for everything and you make him not one dimensional, but you make every dimension of his game tougher, that's how you win. Look, the Blazers had the blueprint. The blueprint. It is single cover Jokic as much as you can, unless he starts killing you. And if you've got Nurkic before his leg snaps, or you got, like, you have to have a massive human that, because Jokic, it's, I think people look at him and they see this kind of dumpy guy and they don't realize how strong he is. This 7 foot, 270 pound dude leaning on you, bumping you all game, and he's got cornbread farm strength. It wears on you, but you have to do the same to him because his motor at his size might be the best ever. And so if Zoo can do that, it's a win. Like, that's the thing. If you can just be that guy that makes Jokic work that hard for every minute, because when Jokic isn't on the floor, you know what the plus minus is?
I saw that they popped this up last night where it was just I don't know what
it's more than a point a minute.
Oh my gosh.
It's like 1.24, I think is what it was. 1.24 points per minute that he is off the floor. So you have to basically win
every minute that he's off the floor, because when he's on the floor, he's like a plus 10.
Yeah, that, well, yeah, he was net neutral yesterday, zero plus minus. And you end up losing by three. Those are his minutes that he's not on the floor. Yeah. What they did get, and this is where it feels like it may have been a wasted game, Michael Porter Jr. showed up in a big way.
Whew.
He played outstanding. He'll disappear again, but they needed him, and he performed well, and then they still lost. That is where I look at this series and I go,
what's the lever they pull?
Are the team that can adapt better in this series.
Because you look at, for everybody who's like, you had the built-in excuse before they fire Mike Malone. Mike Malone doesn't play his guys. Da, 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 da. Adelman's out there. Is anybody else playing?
Seven guys. Seven. You had five minutes from DeAndre Jordan, 7 minutes from Jalen Pickett.
And you had 13 from Peyton Watson.
Yeah, and 23 from Russ. But you look at that bench and you go, God, who the hell else are you going to put out there?
But that's my point.
Strother?
You get Nuggets fans who are like, play these guys, play these guys. And I'm like, they're not playoff dudes. They don't have an answer to...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's like, you got to have the dudes, man. Yeah. Like, it's just... All but right. I just want to highlight this. Do you know what Kawhi Leonard, do you know what his playoff numbers are for his career?
No.
He is a 51-40-85 shooter in his career.
That seems in the pretty playoffs. Good.
In the playoffs, he's averaging 22-8-3. On 51-40-85.
He's really damn good when it matters most. And last night, in the first half of this game, one thing that we knew immediately about Kawhi Leonard was that big moments never rattled him.
No.
And yesterday, we saw there may be another name that has that it factor. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Oh, man, awesome. Somebody on Twitter says they're paying the debts of the first people that message with alive, God bless y'all. I just got that on Twitter.
Nice.
I'm sure I just need to DM in my bank information, huh? Maybe my social security number? You think that'll work?
Don't forget your mother's maiden name.
Yeah. The street I grew up on, my first pet's name.
Exactly.
Yeah. All of these things. All right. We had a new star emerge. You want to talk about the it factor. Cade Cunningham, he feels like he has it. We discussed after game one of that Detroit-New York series that it took Cade Cunningham a quarter to get used to what playoff basketball is.
Mm-hmm.
He came out firing.
Figured it out.
Turns in the first quarter last night.
Being a 6'6 powerhouse of a guard, really conducive to playoff basketball. He put his shoulder down and just battering rammed his way to the rim over and over. Right-hand finish, left-hand finish, floaters, pull-ups. That man lived in the paint. And there was a couple times where he's still trying to figure some stuff. That's the thing is, he's still trying to figure stuff out. He had 33-12 last night. But he got a little too...
Started the game 4 of 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, he got a little too deep in the paint, and they collapsed on him, and he tried to spin back because he loves to spin. The crazy thing about him is most guys only spin one way. He can spin right-hand or left-handed. He spun back into traffic a few times. It was like, all right, you need to snake that dribble a little bit more. Keep it like you'll learn the finer points when they... Because the difference in coverages in the regular season versus the playoffs, drastically different. You're going to get guys overcommitting. I was talking to an evaluator earlier, last night, about the Russell Westbrook, you know, spacing, but we call it the Sasha Thibodeau rule, right? How that originated when you would play off of Thabo Sefolosha. You play 4-on-5. That happens in the playoffs. In the regular season, you don't get that. And so that extra defender with not one but 2 feet in the paint, you have to be aware of that. And sometimes the right play isn't kicking it out. Because that's what the defense is saying. We're going to live with Al-Farouq Aminu
stepping out of bounds before he takes the three.
But if you go back and look at that Pelican series, Aminu was really good. Really good. I think he shot like 44% from three in that series. But getting the ball out of Dame's hands mattered so much more, not just because it's somebody else shooting, but you neutralized what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And what Cade figured out was, I know how I need to get to my spots and be aggressive
and put the pressure on them and not overly defer to the guy that they want me to give the ball
to. Well, and I think that that led to a big point of contention with Knicks fans last night on social media was the free throw discrepancy. And you saw that the refs, they played some catch up. At one point in the game, the free throw discrepancy was in favor of the Pistons 20-4.
Mm-hmm.
20-4. And at the end of the game, it was 34-19. The free throw gap, still sizable. But what you just laid out and described was the big difference there in that game. Now, do I think New York should have probably had a couple more free throws sprinkled in there? Yeah. But Cade Cunningham got to the line 12 times because he was putting his shoulder down and being aggressive. And we know this about in the NBA. The more times you go to the rim, the more opportunities you will have at the free throw line. Look at the other guys that had big free throw nights. So 10 of 12 from Cunningham. Jalen Duren had 6 free throw attempts. Dennis Schroeder had 6 free throw attempts. Those guys, one is a big, the other is a downhill guard as well.
Okay, so these are the numbers from last night, from the playoffs. Number one in drives last night, Jalen Brunson, 24. Number two, Cade Cunningham at 23.
Also, you can say the overcorrection by the officials coming. We talked to Habestrat yesterday about an all-time low free throws in game ones
across
the board.
There was some ticky-tack stuff called last night in both games.
And
did not like it.
It was, what was it? They were under 20.
It was 18.2, I think is what it was.
Yeah, free throws combined, right? You had 34 in the night game, and then in that, the early game you had was, what's 34 plus 19?
53
free throws. A little bit different. Yeah. That overcorrection came. I want more of game one than game ones than what we saw in game twos. And I hope tonight we see a little bit more of that because
it was very inconsistent.
That Pistons Knicks game, it got a little throwbacky Eastern Conference basketball in game one. I want more of that.
Look, I said this in the Rockets-Warriors game. I love the fact that the screeners are being allowed to be physical with screens, and screen defenders are allowed to grab, pull. Like, we have legislated strength out of basketball. Like, that, it bothers me. Because, like, oh, it's so much more pretty when you play fast and free and open. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Because you're taking a swath of players in the league who aren't the fastest, but you're saying that speed and quickness matters more than strength. And look at the NFL as a comparison. As things have kind of gotten back to a little bit more run-centric, would you agree that the game's better?
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Because you're allowing the big, strong people to be big and strong.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true in the NBA. Now, I don't want games in the 60s and 70s. I don't want that. But there has to be a balance of, like, letting Jalen Duren be a freak.
Mm-hmm.
If Jalen Brunson's going to put his shoulder down into Jalen Duren and bounce off and throw his hands everywhere, I like it when the ref takes his whistle out of his mouth and drops it. Like, no, dude, you're giving up 100 pounds. Why does he have to get out of your way?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Well, it was a good game.
It was.
Down to the wire. OG Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns, after each scoring individually 23 points apiece in game one, they combined for 20 points total in game two. There's your difference right there, right? You can say free throws all you want, but it really does come down to Karl-Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby either not creating their own looks as they did in game one, and not converting on them like they did in game one.
Well, not just that.
You lost by 6, man.
Jalen Brunson, you talked about Dame and getting selfish. Brunson got super selfish. And look, there's a bunch of Knicks fans right now are killing Tibbs for not getting Karl-Anthony Towns the ball. And I'm like, man, if you're a dude, you go get the bleeping ball.
Yeah.
Karl-Anthony Towns' last shot came with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. He played the entire fourth quarter.
He should not be third in attempts on that team.
Like, go get the, like, and if you're Karl-Anthony Towns and you haven't seen the ball, go in the freaking huddle and say, get me the bleeping ball.
Yeah.
Go run a hard screen pick, like break away from whatever set and go do what you need to do. Look, and Tibbs needs to get him more involved. There's no doubt about that. But the thing is that we've seen this from Cat over his entire career disappearing. He has had more games under 12 points or under 15 points in his career than he has over in the playoffs.
That's no good.
Because he disappears. Don't get me wrong, when Cat is great, he's very good. But Cat doesn't have okay games. Cat has either very good games or where the hell is Cat?
Big Al. Yeah, you're right. Like, that's why people don't buy into Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the NFL draft. It's coming up on Thursday, everybody. The NFL draft from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is smokescreen season, but there's something that is growing, and it's been growing throughout the entire draft process. Could we see nearly a third of the first round picks be from one position group? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.